91X News.
It's 0 degrees and snowing at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers. Local police are launching a new operation to keep speeders off the road during March break. The campaign, called Operation Safe Break, will run from March 10th through to the 18th. Police from across the region will have zero tolerance for those who speed and drive aggressively during the week-long enforcement campaign. Kingston police are asking for the public's help in identifying a female suspect in what they are calling a hate crime assault. Police say a woman was shopping at a grocery store on January 28th when a woman came from behind and yanked her on the hijab. They say the suspect then left the store without saying a word. The suspect is described as a slim white woman in her 40s with long black hair. She was with a male companion. Surveillance images of the pair are on the Kingston Police website. Air Canada travelers are leaving on March break vacation without having to worry about their flights home. A pilot's lockout and threatened strike by ground crew on Monday morning has been averted by Labour Minister Lisa Raitt. She sent both disputes to the Canadian Industrial Relations Board, and no job action can occur while it's reviewing them. Raitt says the government was aware of the impact on Air Canada shutdown could have on Canadian families, especially since this is a peak travel season. Canada's unemployment dropped to 7.4% last month, down 0.2 percentage points from January. Bill Marshall of the Canadian Press has the story.
Statistics Canada says 2,800 jobs were shed in February. StatsCan says the losses came in such areas as retail and wholesale, healthcare, and public administration. StatsCan says the national jobless rate fell because the number of Canadians looking for work dropped by almost 38,000, all in Ontario. In the past 7 months, job creation in Canada has slowed to an average of just over 3,000 a month. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press.
Discouraged workers may be giving up the job hunt in Canada, but nearly 500,000 people in the U.S. started looking for work last month. U.S. employers added 227,000 jobs in February to complete three of the best months of hiring since the recession ended. Richard Davies from ABC News has more.
The new jobs report adds to evidence of improvement. Rich Milgram is CEO of the career channels firm Beyond.com.
I think it's good news. I think actually one would have expected more of a setback in February off of a strong January.
Job creation in January and December was higher than earlier estimates.
You've got companies testing the waters, starting to feel more confident about their products, their services, their sales.
The 8.3% unemployment rate was unchanged, largely because more people streamed into the workforce. Richard Davies, ABC News.
In light of thousands of complaints about robocalls, the Conservative government is backing an NDP motion promising greater investigative powers for Elections Canada. But the Tories stopped short of committing to changing the rules within 6 months. Prime Minister Harper expressed skepticism that a major overhaul is needed.
Elections Canada already has significant powers and resources, and there's no reason for any party not to cooperate with their inquiries.
NDP critic David Christofferson says there will be hell to pay if the government backtracks. Still more from Ottawa. The Harper government says it's open to the idea of requiring drug companies to publicly report gaps in their drug supply. Canada is facing a prescription medication shortage that's caught by surprise, including Ontario. Health Minister Deb Matthews says the province is scrambling to deal with the problem because Ottawa didn't give it enough warning about a slowdown in production at a drug plant in Quebec. In Ontario politics, opposition parties are accusing the McGuinty government of some funny number crunching. They say the Tories are cheating by including students who take 5 years to finish high school in its graduation rate. Ontario eliminated the fifth-year grade 13 program almost 10 years ago, but the government still incorporates students who take the so-called victory lap in its official grad rate. The government said yesterday the graduation rate for last year was 82%, but admitted that only 73% of Ontario students actually completed high school in 4 years. Auditor General Jim McCarter took the Liberals to task in his annual report for using the five-year graduation rate instead of a four-year figure. More from the provincial government, Dalton McGuinty has turned down an invitation from Ontario teachers to meet and talk about his wage freeze demand. The premier is asking Ontario's teachers to accept a two-year wage freeze. He says it's needed to help tackle the province's $16 billion deficit. McGuinty also wants a wage freeze for MPPs to extend to 2014 for a total of 5 years. We'll find out this afternoon what happened, rather what police have learned about human remains found late last month in North End, Toronto. Police have called a news conference for 1 p.m. The mother of missing teen Mariam Makhniashvili was contacted following the discovery. Mariam was 17 when she disappeared after arriving at Forest Hill Collegiate in 2009. Police say the call was made as a courtesy, and they have made similar calls when a body was found. Several media outlets are citing police sources saying the remains are those of Mariam, but a police spokeswoman says the force will neither confirm nor deny the identity before today's news conference. And if you've been shopping the spice aisle lately, you might want to take note. G. Dion Foods is recalling its organic curry powder because it may be contaminated with salmonella. The affected product is sold in 36-gram packages. It was distributed in Quebec and Ontario, but so far there have been no reports of illnesses linked to the product. That's 91X News to 1206. Austin Mackay has sports next.
Whether you're into cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, or just being immersed in the outdoors, Quinte Conservation's more than 20 conservation areas will help you enjoy winter. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing can be enjoyed at Beaver Meadow Wildlife Management Area and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area. It's a great time to see winter birds and enjoy the winter outdoors with Quinte Conservation. Visit www.quinteconservation.ca for more info.
Good afternoon, I'm Austin Mackay with 91X Sports. It's been a tough go for the Picton Pirates, who found themselves three games down in the Empire League Finals against Campbellford. A loss would eliminate last year's Empire League champions. Game 4 is tomorrow in Campbellford at 7:30. The Bulls took to the bus for the weekend. They're up in Sudbury to battle those ravaged Wolves. The Bulls look to catch up on the Wolves. Sudbury squad has the playoff spot locked up and sit comfortably in fifth. The Bulls are in sixth place. It's one of seven games in the OHL tonight. The Owen Sound look to take the spirit out of Saginaw, and the London Knights will battle the Storm and Guelph. Joel Wagle and the first-place Niagara Ice Dogs have a date with second-place Ottawa 67s. Four games on hand in the NHL. Evander Kane will try to land his Winnipeg Jets in sole possession of eighth spot in the standings this evening when they battle the Calgary Flames. Again, the Flames are trying to fight their way into a playoff spot, sitting 3 points out of eighth. Elsewhere, Dave Bolin and the Blackhawks, which are to fend off the Eastern Conference's best team when the Rangers come to play. Detroit takes on Los Angeles, and Florida heads up to Pittsburgh. A big 10 games are slated for the NBA tonight. The Raptors are off, but that won't matter to Deron Williams and the New Jersey Nets when they're trying to catch the Charlotte Bobcats tonight. Other games include the Utah Jazz, who go to Philly to tango, and the New Orleans Hornets, who plan to take a bite out of the Denver Nuggets, which could be tough, as guard Ty Lawson has been averaging just under 20 points a game in his last four. Peyton Manning has only been free for a few days, but that hasn't stopped NFL teams in vying for his arm, with the Miami Dolphins reportedly being the front-runner to pick up the 11-time Pro Bowler. 11 other teams are reported to be interested. But Manning hasn't signed anything yet, nor has yet to meet with Miami's front office. The Dolphins aren't the only ones who want Peyton in Miami either. Miami Heat stars LeBron James and Dwayne Wade have publicly expressed their desire to bring one of the best NFL talents to South Beach. Canadian shot putter Dylan Armstrong failed to reach the final at the World Indoor Track and Field Championships in Turkey. The Kamloops, BC native was a favorite in the event. Armstrong was bothered by an arm injury, and his throw of 19.84 meters left him 20 centimeters short of the eighth and final medal round spot. Adam Scott used a win to his advantage, as he and Jason Duffner have the first-place lead, both shooting 6-under 66 in the PGA's Cadillac Championship in Doral, Florida. Thomas Bjorn and Charles Schwartzel are two strokes back. Tiger Woods and lefty Phil Mickelson both open with an even par 72. Competition continues today in South Florida. Send us your team or league scores at email at sports91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Today, flurries at times heavy, local amount 2 centimeters with a high of plus 2. Tonight, flurries ending late this evening, then clearing with a low of minus 10. Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the morning with a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and early in the evening, the high of 0. Sunday, sunny, the low minus 1, the high 14. At 1210, it's 0. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay. News is next at 1.